All right, joining us today, we have Coach Jonathan Pickrell of the Polo Boys Panthers basketball team, Class 2. How you doing today, Coach?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good, and we want to appreciate you taking time out of your day today and giving us some information on your team and your votes and stuff. So why don't you give us your dream team nomination players?
My dream team nomination players are Parker Smith, a junior for us, and Jason Thompson, who's also a junior.
And why don't you kind of give us a few, starting with Parker, a few things that he contributed this year statistic-wise and maybe just some chemistry thing-wise, or what led you to this nomination?
Parker Smith really is our do-everything guy. We really rely on him offensively to kind of set the tone. He averaged 16.5 points a game, about 9 rebounds a game, and out of those 9, probably 2.5, 3 were offensive rebounds per game. So he's really aggressive attacking the boards. He's really good at slashing and getting to the rim. This year he's still trying to develop some confidence in his jump shot, but we really looked a lot for him to do everything offensively for us this year. Defensively, we usually always put him on the other team's best offensive player or probably the toughest matchup for us to try and slow down. And he averaged right at 3.5 steals a game and about 5 deflections a game. So he is really aggressive on defense and really makes things harder for other teams. He's about 6'2". And he's a really good athlete, so he really just makes things tougher for other teams' best players.
Okay, and what about Mr. Thompson?
Jason Thompson, he just moved in this year. His mom works in the school district, and he really just kind of started really slow. And then the last 10, 12 games, he really kind of took off for us, started averaging about 8 to 10 points a game the last 10, 12 games. Just defensively, the effort that he puts out on the floor is it's pretty spectacular to watch, just because he gets after everybody. Doesn't matter if he's not as good as they are or anything, or if the scoreboard didn't show up positively for us, he was always working his butt off. So
yeah, it's always great to have younger players like that. And so what if you're thinking of a few things to give to these guys moving forward, you're going to have both of them again next year. What are a few things that you want to pass on to them that's going to put them over the top next year?
Just leadership skills, making sure they get the young kids in the gym and making sure that they set the tone offensively and defensively and just being vocal leaders on the court. We kind of missed that this year, and I think that both of those guys will buy into those roles and kind of set the tone on both sides of the floor. Like I said, Jason just plays with tremendous effort, and Parker does too, but Jason isn't quite at Parker's abilities, dribbling the ball and everything else. So Jason really has to exert a lot of effort defensively, getting after people and hustling and getting the loose balls. And that kind of rubs off on other players, especially when you see it continuously over and over and over again. So I really think that we're going to improve a lot next season just from those two setting a tone for us offensively and defensively.
So are these they're going to be seniors next year? Are you guys going to be kind of an older team, or how are you looking at your team next year?
We will have probably about 6 or 7 seniors next year, and 3 or 4 of them will get quite a bit of playing time, and then a couple of them might get a couple minutes here or there. We've got a pretty good what will be sophomore class next year with 3 or 4 kids that I think can help us out minute wise. We've got one of those kids that will be a returning starter, and I know he's playing some travel ball and stuff this summer, so I know he's going to improve greatly. And then we've also got a pretty good freshman class coming in, so I think that we're going to have some experience, but we're also going to have quite a bit of youth and inexperience, so it's going to be pretty important that Parker and Jason really start being great leaders and helping those guys learn our system coming in, all the new freshmen and sophomores. So
exactly. Well, we want to thank you, Coach, for taking your time out of your day again, and we wish you the best of luck and hope that Mr. Smith and Thompson have a good year next year, and just hope you guys have a good year. So we want to appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you.
Yep, that was Coach Jonathan Pickrell of the Polo Boys Panthers basketball team's Class 2 on your KMZU Basketball Dream Team. Thank you.